Good morning, a Thursday morning, and that means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com joins us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
I see that the Otsego County Chamber of Commerce held an energy summit last Thursday at the Otisauga in Cooperstown. Tell us what happened.
The energy summit had been planned for a few dozen people and was supposed to last from 10 to 4. But the idea got such a response, and so many people wanted to be on the program, that 19 speakers were lined up, and the day went from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Everybody spoke for 15 minutes and, of course, went over a little bit, which gave the day a sense of energy. One highlight was Tony Ingrafia, the anti-fracking professor from Cornell. Among other things, he talked about his house with insulation, the right windows, and a heat pump that extracts heat out of the air, plus Norway firs his grad students plant around the house. He figures his family's carbon footprint is less than zero, and he powers his Tesla from solar panels on his roof. The hottest idea probably came from Mark Davies, the Hartwick College professor who chairs the City of Oneonta's Environmental Board, an eco-commerce park. He reported there's one in South Carolina, another at the former Fort Devens in Massachusetts, and several of them in Canada. The idea is that there's a lead company, and its waste products become the raw material for other companies. For instance, Bristol-Myers Squibb in Devens has leftover product that's used in very fine juice in a very fine juice plant next door. New York State has put aside $1.5 billion to move its green agenda forward, and the thinking was that if we came up with a plan in Otsego County, there'd be seed money to make it happen. Tuesday night at Oneonta's Common Council meeting, a big crowd turned out asking the aldermen to target the former D&H rail yards, which is due for redevelopment this year, as an eco-commerce park. And it turns out that Jody Zagrewski, our economic developer, has already been exploring that idea on 20 acres at the edge of Richfield Springs. And Della Products, which grinds glass to be added to road asphalt, is looking to put a new plant there. This whole thing would be powered by an on-site solar farm, and Della's customers might locate on the property as well, which, of course, is the idea. Lou Alstadt, the former Mobile Executive Vice President who retired here in Cooperstown, reported that renewables have been producing more jobs than the fossil fuel industry since 2017. So it's very exciting and very promising. For now, of course, there continues to be a big unmet demand for natural gas. And unfortunately, since the Cuomo administration blocked the Constitution pipeline from Pennsylvania, there just isn't any. But that, of course, David, is a whole other story.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read this and many more stories. Jim, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.